Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us live on the 1010 Winds Newsline this morning, MTA Chairman Pat Foy. Pat, glad to have you here again this morning. So as you might have heard, preparations are being made in Lower Manhattan for the big tropical storm. Are you guys over at the MTA getting ready for any potential flooding in the subways?
We are. Bridget, thanks for having me. We had a dry run a couple of weeks ago with Tropical Storm Faye. We are ready for this storm. On the subways, the Rail Control Center and the Bus Control Center are closely monitoring the storm's progress. I'm not going to go through the whole list, but I'll tell you, on subways, we've got crews staged to monitor and respond to flood-prone locations. We've inspected track pump locations in order to be able to get water out of the system. On buses, depots and flood-prone areas are getting special focus. Mm-hmm. Long Island Railroad and Metro North, they'll be around-the-clock staffing for maintenance operations and customer service departments. In short, Bridget, we're ready.
Okay, and best way for, you know, if I need to take a train somewhere, best way for me to find out if my train line is affected by any heavy water?
Yeah, go to mta.info, go to our app. We will have real-time updates on any service changes. We're prepared for the storm. Obviously, you know, trees may come down, power may be lost in certain areas. But we've been through this drill before, as I said, Tropical Storm Faye just a couple of weeks ago, and we're prepared for the storm.
Yeah, not even to mention Sandy all those years ago. Hey,
yes.
Pat, there was a New York Times front page story yesterday saying that new studies in Europe and Asia suggest that public transportation is not a major source of transmission for the coronavirus. Wanted to get your reaction to that.
Well, it's not a surprise. We have been following the first our counterpart agencies in Asia, Europe, and North America closely, talking to public health officials since the beginning of the pandemic. We're not, however, resting on our laurels of that New York Times story, which I thought was important, getting that information out to our customers. We are innovating with antimicrobials, where we've done a pilot with ultraviolet C light, which we now know eradicates the COVID-19 virus. We're also doing a proof of concept with far UV, which is another piece of the ultraviolet spectrum. We're doing everything we can. Obviously, we continue to disinfect every one of our stations and rolling stock, subways, buses, Metro North and Long Island rail cars multiple times a day. And that confirmation by the Times story, I think, is important and reassuring to our customers. But we are, again, advancing the disinfecting and doing more and more.
Although, I guess, Pat, you know, the article does make the point that, you know, ridership is still low, so not as many people around to create any kind of super spreader event. Last I heard, ridership was at about 20% of what it was. Is that number still right? And if so, how do you get people to come back more?
Well, a couple of things important to note. One is, you're right about MTA ridership, and I'll talk about that in a second. But importantly, systems around the world that went in, transit systems that went into the pandemic earlier and came out, Berlin, Milan, Tokyo, China, have not experienced, as a result of significant increases in ridership. Mass transit has not been a vector of the spread of the virus. That's important. Ridership continues to increase. Last week, on subways, we carried about 23% of pre-pandemic volumes. On buses, about 57%. Excessive rides, 64%. And bridge and tunnel traffic is about 81% of what it was prior to the pandemic. Obviously, we've got a long distance to go in terms of ridership, and as you know, that's had a significant impact on our revenues and our finances. And that's why we are following closely and working hard with the New York Congressional Delegation and the Senate Minority Leader, Senator Schumer from New York, in terms of an additional $4 billion of funding in the next COVID bill, which hopefully will pass this month. That's important because the MTA exhausted the last dollars of the first funding, COVID funding, the CARES Act, about 10 days ago. And we're desperately in need of additional funding to get us through the rest of 2020.
Yeah, and Pat, before I let you get away, if you don't get that money, what happens? Are we looking at a fare hike?
Well, look, right now, Bridget, we're totally focused on getting the money. If we don't get it, and I'll note that we've got substantial deficits going forward, aggregating $12 billion, including McKinsey estimates a deficit in 2021 alone of $6 to $7 billion. Everything has to be on the table, which would include delaying or deferring the capital plan, possible service reductions, wage freezes, reductions in headcount, none of which we want to even contemplate. But a failure to get significant federal funding in this round and in 2021 would be a I've described it as a once in a 100-year fiscal tsunami, and that's what we're facing.
All right. Well, Pat, thank you for talking with us about, well, not just the tsunami, but that tropical storm coming. Sounds like you guys are ready. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you, Bridget.